Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Longtime Métis activist Thelma Chalvou became speechless for the first time in her life when she was asked by Prime Minister Jean Chrétien to become a senator in 1997. Known for her forceful and assertive style of negotiating and sometimes confrontational manner, Chalvou said her reaction to the call was wholly uncharacteristic. It was a wonderful blessing for her to find out that not only was she the first Métis, but also the first Aboriginal woman ever appointed to the Senate. And now in Nakota.
Selma Chalvou Jabize. Tawantia Wianta. Ne Tawantia Bi Ostinao in Chagijiha. A Pintia Nia Hanta. It's in Ne. 1997 keha Prime Minister Jean Chrétien sude kia bikuna nechi dago ayabi hongabi tangtangabi agichunzabi tihan nechi wehina pe nechi hechi echagya hechi nishningan eja het hechin yegya bichawan dukhin hi abi ogihi gechi chahna dukhin nish dagun oginikta Winchu e inabi dahu pichan. Inohanis doha e a wagishagetawan. Hitchin se sudekiabi kubichiha duhu ahman hahin dukine actas nugisina. Hitchiaduk, hitchin ne wiane tawainchi wiane. E tuna tawainchi bizin. Nangu hem winchasta wiaminko. Ne Nitsi gichunzabi hungati tangaha ne, nem wida tanganin. Ze tuna hitsi ngecha hin.
Born in 1929 and raised in Calgary, Thelma Chalvou's family goes back a long way in Alberta's Métis roots. She was raised among relatives who worked for changes for the Métis and recalled attending meetings in private homes to escape detection from the government. In those days, it was illegal for them to meet to organize. After the Second World War, legislation was changed so Aboriginals could meet openly and organize without fear of government retribution. Chalvou married and had seven children, but her husband's alcoholism and violence created such havoc that in 1957, she took her children and left the marriage. It wasn't easy, but she worked and never went on welfare. Chalvou also took correspondence courses to try to get ahead.
Ne Tawainchi Wiane 1929 Keha Tuminsahin. It's in Winchi Spain, Winji Hitsahin. Ne Daha Winji Hibine. Ne Tawainchi Bi Hitsabihin. Hitsahna Ne Wiane. Dagun Chaye Tawainchi Bi in Hitsahin Winji Hitsahin. It's in Ne Uptabine. Ne Tawainchi Bi Dukin Gazangabike. Se Dukin Winchagiji Hamitia. Dukin dukampagania hamitia zehantiha. Hitsa erizuntia bi. Ahisia nuhagabisahin injas zehantiha. Dukuha nidin duktehia bihina taia. Din tien erizuntia bisintahin. Ukayuza bisina terna. Naha ne Second World War zeha. Sin ze gichoni zeha. Naha ze handaha ugechon ze dukancha nustami na ze hamuncha stabine dukte dugas yajuncha bi hokangi ji hamincha hin ne gichon ze honga kini hami nangu auncha gichon za bi sincha etin ne huyane dos kamin sagoi uncho hita hin nangu gichinga chains gichiwa kahan chahin itia du kichinga je ne yak tamin nangu dana kichisa biko dana hecha ainchi nusta na se che che ha 1957 ke ha dos kamina je e un cha no na gichinga tisi hen hechin je hanchi ha to hante hi ka phi science ta na ne pinchia bi hinchi cha na Nangu uspeen chakia biko. Tie daha uspeen chakia bi. Hecha ya hin. Hechen niwiane. Doha dago gihihna. Dueko wachiense. Ienchi nuho gihicha hin.
Even in the midst of her personal troubles, Chalvou's heart was still with her people. And she helped start the first Métis local in Calgary in 1962. Later in Edmonton, she was given the responsibility of setting up the welfare and land departments within the Métis Association. She was in her element and it quickly became apparent She had abilities that were invaluable in pressing for improvements for the people. Immersing herself in the Aboriginal movement, Shalafu was elected vice president in 1970 in the now defunct Alberta Native Communications Society, an Aboriginal radio and television outlet based in Edmonton. She traveled extensively throughout the province, organizing the people and confronting politicians on their abysmal record of dealing with the Métis people. Never known as a shrinking violet, her strong personality rubbed many bureaucrats the wrong way. Shalafu continued to be involved with many Aboriginal organizations and was presented with the prestigious National Aboriginal Achievement Award in 1994. She formed the Métis Institute of Canada in St. Albert as a way of preserving and sharing Métis history and showing the strides the people have made over the past century. She once said there was a time for confrontation, but these days it's a paper war. That's where you make real and lasting changes. The tireless worker for her people died in St. Albert in 2017.
Ne tawain chiwiane, ne dago hemwin chasta datsa luya bin ne chain. Don hoda donangya opitsa hit. It's in ne 1994 keha. National Aboriginal Achievement Awards e ogini chahin. It's in ne datsains ogihize. Ne Métis Institute of Canada. Hijabta St. Albertinis. Ne tawainchibi dokin yenia hami na hektam ko dokin ubize dokin nia hami chi nu habize ze chako hetsa ze tita nehen tehna ne hamun chasta ne tawainchibi ne nangahani tons ne inkomine do kampagya chicha ni hami hetsin Nangahas ne woa bino nats in si hamize. Zeo na ne woa bi oyagi hibitas. Zeo na nanitis pabitiduts eita hit. Itzana ne wiane 2017 keha Saint Albert in Makutin stanza hit.
Leading lights on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Funding contribution from Government of Canada's Amplified Voices program.